talked this morning about how the story of the universe is that information, which I call novelty, is struggling to free itself from habit, which I call entropy, and that this process, which informs the whole history of the universe on all scales, chemical, biological, cultural, etc., is accelerating, speeding up. And it seems as if what wants to happen is the whole cosmos wants to change into information, or put another way, in a geometric model, all points want to become connected. The thing is achieved through connectivity. The path of complexity to its goals is through connecting things together. Well, if that's true, then you can imagine that there is an ultimate end state of that process. It's the moment when every point in the universe is connected to every other point in the universe. And if that's what the universe is trying to do, to overcome its dissipate state, its spread out state, and somehow function as a unitary monad, then this point does not lie too far ahead of us in time, given the acceleration rates of all these technical processes, so at least locally. So on one level, I think there is a cultural singularity. What I mean by that is a place in our cultural development where we can't predict or understand what will happen to us. A kind of flip point, if you want, or doorway, if you want, or revelation, if you want. And it's built in to the structure of space and time. It's that novelty in its emergence is now operating at such a fine scale that it's actually reflected in the lives of individual people. The human adventure has become the cutting edge of cosmic destiny. But it won't always be so. It will actually move through the human domain and into smaller and more rapid and compressed domains of concrescence, and probably in our lifetimes. And what will this mean, or what will it look like? It seems to me it's just not possible to say, because we're too far away from it, even though it's only 14 years in the future, if it's in 2012. Those 14 years are going to be so mutational, so transformational, that right now in time we can't see around the corner. We're summoning strange helpers to our aid. The machines that we had such confidence in controlling are actually a kind of intellecty of some sort that is alive and with us in the historical continuum and evolving at a far faster rate than we are. And what all this leads to and how it works is very, very difficult to predict. And I'm not a paranoid. I think it's very difficult to predict. I think we wished for transformation. Western civilization built it into its cultural agenda. Science delivered far more than we ever dreamed in terms of understanding of matter and energy and space and time. And now, under the aegis of market capitalism, where everything is in a state of furious competition, somebody is going to put something together that is just going to completely redefine and rewrite the nature of reality itself. And my bet is it will be some kind of a technology. It could be a drug, it could be a machine. It would be nice to think that it might be a technique or a teaching, but just looking at the history of the human race, I'll bet you it's some kind of technology / drug type thing that is just going to be plugged in to us and our consciousness and our aspirations. And it may already be here. It may be the internet. It may be nanotechnology. It may be biotechnology and cloning and quantum teleportation and virtual reality and all the rest of this. I mean, we are just at the brink of taking these various pieces of the God-magician puzzle and putting them together and figuring out, well, what can you do? What do you do if you can do anything? I mean, that's really the question at the end of history. Once you have overcome all limitation, what is the human agenda?